taking advice from someone without proven competence is basically like navigating a minefield using a map drawn by a guy who just, you know, really likes walking.
Right. Like his enthusiasm isn't exactly going to save you from stepping on a mine.
Exactly. Only actual experience does that. But we still use these enthusiastic map drawers all the time when making major life decisions.
We really do. It's wild.
So welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping straight into your week 4, day 2 workbook text to fix exactly that.
Yeah. And the mission here is pretty uncompromising. Mm. You know, never take advice on a specific thing from someone who hasn't proven high competence in it.
It's a brutal rule, honestly.
It is. But going through these workbook notes, you realize just how much the human brain actively fights against following it.
Right. The text gets into some incredibly uncomfortable behavioral truths. Like when you look at the distillation list, two bullets instantly caught my attention.
But which ones?
The first points out that confirmation bias makes people search for validation instead of truth. And the other notes that if you've already decided what you want to do, you're no longer seeking advice.
You're just looking for a rubber stamp, basically.
Exactly. Just someone to rubber stamp an emotional decision.
Which, you know, from a neurological standpoint, is entirely a survival mechanism gone wrong. When you get advice that contradicts a deeply held desire, your brain's amygdala essentially registers that cognitive dissonance as a physical threat.
Wait, hold on. Like an actual physical threat?
Yeah, literally. To shut off that internal alarm system and conserve energy, your brain just immediately seeks out someone who will validate your choice. It bypasses the logical prefrontal cortex entirely.
But wait, if it's just about shutting down that threat response and finding easy validation, why do we sometimes actively seek out really harsh critics? I mean, I know people who deliberately ask the most demanding person in their field for brutal feedback.
That is a great distinction. It really comes down to the difference between seeking professional improvement and protecting your personal ego.
Okay, so how does that work in the brain?
Well, when the ego is shielded, like when you're looking to optimize a very specific detached skill, you can actually engage that prefrontal cortex. Mm-hmm. But when the decision involves personal identity or emotional desires, we default to the path of least neural resistance.
Ah, I see. It's a biological shortcut.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that shortcut is actually why two other points on this list are so critical. The first is, the louder the opinion, the less likely it is to come from experience. And the second, experience backed by evidence beats confidence backed by nothing.
Oh, so because our brains are panicking,
yeah,
we just mistake volume for actual value.
Right. Human neural wiring is ancient. In a primitive tribal setting, loud, confident behavior historically signaled safety and authority.
And we still make that primal mistake today.
We do. We hear a confident friend telling us what we want to hear, our amygdala calms down, and we just subconsciously assume they are competent. But true experts don't need to yell.
Because they actually understand the complexity.
Yeah, they speak with evidence, not just noise.
Which perfectly sets up your task for today. The goal is to select exactly 3 points from this distillation list to integrate into your daily practice, right? Reading them morning, midday, and evening.
But the strategy the text suggests for actually choosing them isn't about forcing a decision right out of the gate.
No, you don't just pick the first 3 you see. It's about letting your subconscious do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, the workbook recommends reading through the entire list of distill points 3 full times without picking anything. Just let the concepts sit there in your mind.
I love that approach. Then on your 4th pass, you just let your mind naturally highlight the 3 points that hit the hardest for your current life situation.
It totally bypasses that panic response we just talked about.
Exactly. It surfaces what you actually need to confront. And there's a quick pro tip from the text too. Once you make your choices, snap a picture of those checked points on your phone.
Oh yeah, that removes the friction of having to flip through pages to review them 3 times a day.
Right. Just make sure you also take those 3 chosen distill points and physically write them into the daily practice list for this week's work.
The physical act of writing is so crucial. It forces the brain to slow down and process the information logically rather than emotionally.
It really cements those new mental codes. So, as you dive into today's workbook exercise, here's a final provocative thought to mull over. What if the single most valuable piece of advice you need right now is the exact one your brain is actively trying to ignore?